What a joy it is to be able to look at Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. You know what's amazing? The subtitle of this chapter is Hope for Restoration. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Even the wilderness will rejoice in those days. The desert will blossom with flowers. Yes, there'll be an abundance of flower and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel's pastures and the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display His glory and splendor of our God. With this news, strengthen those who have tried hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those who are afraid, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when He comes, He will open the eyes of the blind, unstop the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like deer, and those who cannot speak will shout and sing. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the desert. The parched ground will become a pool, and springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh, grass, and reeds and rushes will flourish where the desert and where the jackals once lived. And a main road will go through that once deserted land. It'll be named a Highway of Holiness. Evil-hearted people will never travel on it. It will only be for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Lions will not lurk along its course. And there will be no dangers. Only the redeemed will follow it. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return to Jerusalem, singing songs of everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be overcome with joy and gladness. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy word. Verse 2. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel's pasture and the plain of Sharon. There will be a display of His glory and splendor of our God. Wow. Excellence. What is that splendor of our God? There's a commentary here in my Bible that I want to share. The prophet describes a scene of exquisite beauty. The beauty of the earth and the glory of the skies blend together as one tapestry. The atmosphere is filled with nature's music. Each sight and sound is alone, yet blends with all the others to form a masterpiece of creation. Each is excellent, but together they are majestically excellent. Excellence is more than a task completed or an object made to standard. Excellence involves God's participation in how we think and work, and from Him comes an abundance of beauty and harmony. Well, the prophet Isaiah talked about all this, and you know, when you go to Israel now, the deserts are blooming and the flowers and there's water gushing, and it's an amazing thing. This prophecy has been fulfilled with the restoration of the land of Israel, 1948. Wow, God is so faithful to let the prophecies of the prophets of old come to fruition and show us His mighty splendor. Well, may God add the blessings to our time together in the Old Testament, and be encouraged in this day and time when the Lord promised to return. We look for His return every day. Amen.